Yesterday we listened to the gospel according to Matthew with the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles. I was really inspired with the reading today from Matthew, continuing with the apostles when they were sent out, which is what apostle means. And here, when we think about the apostles, often we, as in our lingo as Catholics, we'll think about the 12 apostles, kind of with a capital A, apostle. They were sent out, and we're hearing today about how they were, you know, receiving the gifts from Jesus to feed the poor, to heal, to take out demons, to do these unreal things that are going on. But as I was reading this, you know, how often it is that every one of you are called to be an apostle. You know, all of us are called disciples, a student of Jesus, but we're all called to be apostles, meaning to be sent. You know, one way to think of that is you're sitting in church right now, you're coming to listening to God's word, to receive Jesus' body and blood. And then where are you to go? You're to go forward. You're leaving here. Go. Because you are an apostle. You are chosen to do something. And every one of you has something a little different. You know, as a priest, as an apostle, I have totally different things to do. Like today I'll be going to Little Fork to support those in the nursing homes and the assisted houses for a Eucharist. And you might here to work today at the church. You might be out to pray, to have coffee with somebody and talking about faith. Every one of you has something. And I mentioned in a special way, because we have Nick and Jason Davidson that have a son of an apostle mission. You know, Jason right now is working at the hospital. They have their wonderful children. And right now they're, you know, before this they're at St. Cloud as Jason was going through medical school. Before that they were in the Dominica, where they literally, that's where she was learning her education as doctors. And they were proclaiming the good word of God in a poor area. And their mission, and they've been working this, I believe this is their 11th year, and they have 3 or 4 years to go where they want to be somewhere in the world. They don't know where it is, but they want to be in a poor area where their wife, or Nick's wife, Jaslyn, can be a doctor to serve the poor. And Nick, I'm not sure what he'll do, but he's a great talker, a speaker, and proclaiming God's word that we've heard ourselves. And their children as well. They'll have missions themselves to do God's word. So it's a good thing to remind ourselves that we, each of us, you know, not just the 12 and the apostles, which are pretty important in history and salvation history, but every one of you are called to do something. You are sent out, not to just stay here, but to go out and do what God is calling you to do.